Today we read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and it's Madhya Leela, chapter 2, text 82. Which one we have on the board? 83? So I was told 82, probably because it has no purport. So we will read... I'll read myself the 82 and then we'll go to the 83 together. This chapter is the ecstatic manifestations of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Text 82, translation. No one, not even a Lord Brahma, can ascertain or even taste a drop of this confidential ocean of ecstasy. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of his causeless mercy, has distributed this love of Godhead all over the world. Thus, there cannot be any incarnation more magnificent than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is no greater donor who can describe his transcendental quality. Text 83, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Prabhupada. This is Krishna Das Kaviraj speaking here. Such topics are not to be discussed freely because if they are, no one will understand them. Such are the wonderful pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And to one who is able to understand, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has shown mercy by giving him the association of the servant of his own servants. Please repeat after me. Such topics are not to be discussed freely. Because if they are, no one will understand them. Such are the wonderful pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And to one who is able to understand, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has shown mercy by giving him the association of the servant of his own servant. Purport. An ordinary person cannot understand the transcendental ecstasies in the mode of Srimati Radharani. Unfit persons who utilize them are perverted into the Sahaja, Bhavula, and other sampradayas. Thus the teachings are perverted. Even learned scholars in the academic field cannot understand the transcendental bliss and ecstasy exhibited by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his pure devotees. One must be fit to understand the purport of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangalam Mayate Girim Yakripatamaham Vande Shri Guru Diratarinam. By the mercy of the spiritual master, a lame man can cross mountains. By the mercy of the spiritual master, blind man can see stars in the sky. And by the mercy of the spiritual master, a dumb man like me can speak eloquently. I offer my humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my spiritual master. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimati Tamala Krishna Goswamini Tinamini. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamini. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini. Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paskyatati Satarine. Such topics are not to be discussed freely, because if they are, no one will understand them. Such are the wonderful pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And to one who is able to understand, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has shown mercy by giving him the association of the servant of his own servant. And as we know, the servant of his own servant, his immediate servant was Swarup Damodar, Raghunath Das Goswami, who received the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the understanding from Swarup Damodar. And then Raghunath Das Goswami, he passed them on to Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, who passed it on to the rest of the parampara that we have on the wall over there. And in this way came on to us. But there is a warning here. If someone is infected by the poison of sense gratification, then sense gratification and the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or the mellow of Sri, can you close the door? Thanks. The mellow of Radha and Krishna, the conjugal mellow. When you mix these two together, sense gratification and the mellow of Radha and Krishna, then, and you cook it, then you get something nice, sabji, called sahajism. Sahaja, Srila Prabhupada warned the devotees, warned the neophyte to not try to understand the intimate ecstasy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prematurely, especially when we are still on anartha nivritti, of when we are still indulging in sense gratification, then it's dangerous. All the devotees, who so-called devotees, who are sahajas, that means they've been doing these two things: mixing sense gratification with this transcendental knowledge. And that's what you get. So, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is warning the devotees to understand this secret. How do you get this beautiful ecstasy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And the formula is here at the end of the translation. It's only possible. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has shown mercy by giving him the association of the servant of his own servant. If you learn from the servant of the servant of the servant, then we get an understanding which is a safe understanding, which should not cause any harm. In other words, That's why Srila Prabhupada is giving the purport here. For every verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, to make us understand, he has put everything in consideration, the way where we are coming from, the way we are still purifying ourselves, and he's giving the purport in such a way that we can understand a glimpse of this intimate ecstasy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Also, we can learn from the pastimes of King Pataparutra when he approached the Lord Chaitanya. He went into the garden and Lord Chaitanya was resting. Then King Pataparutra, on the advice of the servant of Lord Chaitanya, Swarup Damodar, because Mahaprabhu didn't want to see him. He never mingled with materialistic people. And especially the king is supposed to be the Maha materialistic person, the greatest of all the materialistics, because he enjoys opulence, sense gratification, unrestricted sense gratification. So therefore, Mahaprabhu was reluctant to see him, even though Pataparutra wanted, he was a devotee of the Lord, he wanted to see the Lord. But on several occasions, the Lord rejected the opportunity for him to see. So what happened that Swarup Damodar told him, you just go when he's resting and you can find the Lord. And that's what he did. The Lord was in a deep sleep, resting. And Pataparutra, very clever, he started to recite the Gopi Gita to Mahaprabhu, and he was reciting the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna, but the Lord was still resting until he came to a verse, very interestingly. This verse was Tavakatamritam Tamta Jivanam. That anyone who distributes the words of Lord Krishna to the poor conditioned souls, then that person, it's Burida, the very fortunate, very magnificent. Just like Mahaprabhu, he came into the mood of being magnificent here. So then Mahaprabhu woke up in ecstasy. So was the pastimes of Radha and Krishna that put him in ecstasy, or was something else? It was something else. See, that's the ecstasy in Kali Yuga that we can give to Mahaprabhu, or we can experience ourselves. It's this preaching. When we give the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the poor conditioned souls. And what is this mercy? The words of Krishna in these books. Sankirtan Yagya. So this is the real ecstasy. If we want to understand the glories or the ecstasy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Kaviraj Goswami is describing here, on one side you have the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and the other side you have the preaching mission. So we are recommended to dive into the lake of the preaching mission, not into the lake of the Madhurya Ras or the intimate mellow of Radha and Krishna, because we can't understand. As long as we are infected with the sense of gratification, it becomes perverted. as is described in the purport, is very dangerous. We should learn to love what we see before we learn to love what we don't see. We don't see Krishna at the moment. We can't experience the pastimes of Radha and Krishna because we don't see them. Once we become purified, then mantra, upasana, Shishi Radha Gokulananda Kija. They said that unto those who are mature in their chanting, in their mantra, mantra upasana, purified by the mantra, then upasana, the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, they become a manifest. But when we chant, if we don't see anything and we can't experience anything, that means we are still poisoned by the vishayi, this poison, this sense gratification. So therefore, it's important to embrace the preaching mission. That is, the Lord is giving us the melo, the ecstasy, the preaching. That's what he came to do himself. And it's not different, believe it or not. When you give Krishna to another jiva, it's not different from experiencing the melo of Radha and Krishna. It's a family business. Either you are absorbed in the love of your mommy and daddy, or you are absorbed in the love of your brother and sister. It's family, isn't it? You can't say one is separated from the other. But it gives more love to the mommy and daddy when you save your brother or your sister from danger. Then you'll see that you see them more in ecstasy, because that's the desire of the mother and the father. Radha and Krishna, they're enjoying in the spiritual world, but there is something missing, their own children. Now, some of those devotees, they're more interested into the exchange of Radha and Krishna, and they're not interested to save the rest of the jivas. That's fine. They can purify themselves, go back home, back to Godhead, and congratulations, be happy. But there are those who don't want to go back yet, but they like to help the acharya. Why they come, the acharya? To taste the mel of Radha and Krishna? No, if they wanted to do that, they would have stayed in the spiritual world. They came here for something else. Why Mahaprabhu came here? Why? To taste the mel of Radha and Krishna? No, he could have stayed with them in the spiritual world, being into the body of it's Radha and Krishna himself. He could have stayed cozy, warm, not experiencing the summer and the scorching heat and the winter of this material world here. No, he came out of the body of Radha and Krishna for us. And of course, also to experience the melo of the mood of Srimati Radharani. That was the primary thing, because that's the love. The Lord, he lives on that. Mahaprabhu cannot live without experiencing the Mahabhava, the ultimate love. But at the same time, he came here for us to preach Yuga Avatar. So you could see the mood. It's actually magnificent. Burida. The Lord came. That's why he went in ecstasy. When he saw Patraparutra reciting this verse, he went in ecstasy. Say, yes, you have understood my mood. to preach to the suffering jiva, tapta jivanam. It's the highest welfare work that we can embrace into the this age of Kali. So, for someone who has been saved by the Lord, talking about us, then if we are honest, honesty means when you have understood what you have received from the servant of the servant of the servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then what do you do? When you understood that something is being given to you, then honesty means to reciprocate, to be grateful. We want to be grateful. Okay, something is being given to me, let me pass it on. Gratefulness is a wonderful quality, very much appreciated by Krishna. There is a say that there is atonement for any sinful activities in this world. No matter what you can perform, there is a way how you can get purified. Murder, even at the murder of a Brahman, isn't it? They say you can go around the Tulsi, I don't know, maybe for a few lives, chanting. And you can get, there is a way, eventually you will get purified. That is an atonement. Any sinful activities, killing billions of cows, you can get purified from that. Who was it? It was our beloved Lord, who is standing there on the left. On the right, you have a four personality, Ram, Lakshman, Sita, and Hanuman. And it was that beautiful boy, the younger brother of Ram, Lakshman, when he went to Sugriva. Sugriva promised, "My dear Lord, now is the raining season. I promise you, I'll be grateful for, you know, because he regained his wife, his kingdom. The Lord killed his brother, Bali, to give back everything to Sugriva." And then Sugriva was supposed to be grateful, to reciprocate. Said, "Now is the raining season, you rest in the mountains, keep it dry. Let's wait for 4 months. The Lord said yes. And then after that, you help me to find Sita. But then what happened? Sugriva got involved, got immersed into the sense gratification, being a monkey. The sense gratification, see, that's the danger, the Acharya, they explain. Sense gratification has illusory spell, and that is makes you forget. Being absorbed in sense gratification in this material world, birth after, we forget about Krishna, because we think is the highest taste. So we get used to it, and we forget about the parandrishtva nivartate. The highest taste is to love Krishna, to serve Krishna. So Sugriva, he became immersed into the sense gratification. And then after the 4 months, he never showed up to help Ram. And then Lakshman was very angry, extremely angry. He went to him, and that's when he spoke these words. "There is atonement for any sinful activities, except one. To be what? I said it before. There is one thing that we cannot atone for it. To be ungrateful. We were talking before. And Sugriva became so so afraid that Lakshman was going to kill him. And he said, yes, I promised the Lord and I will fulfill my promise. Please forgive me. I'm an animal body, monkey body, and I forgot. So that's our situation. The Lord is saving us. We are all here sitting together. And we forget what the Lord has given us, what Srila Prabhupada has given us. We forget. Because life goes on, sense gratification, somehow or another is still there, a little bit. And we forget to reciprocate, to be grateful. Grateful and reciprocate. But how do we show this gratefulness? How do we repay our debt to the Acharya, to Srila Prabhupada, to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? By preaching, by helping Srila Prabhupada to bring somebody else close to Krishna. This is the purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement. The seventh purpose of ISKCON, it's all about that. Systematically preaching the signs of Krishna consciousness to the conditioned souls. This is the ultimate welfare work. So we forget. So we want to reciprocate. In the morning when I get up, I always say, thank you, my Lord. I can once again see the sun in the sky. I can see my wife, my family. I'm breathing. Thank you. Thank you for the oxygen. Thank you for keeping me alive. Because if we breathe, we're not breathing on our own. That's the Lord is keeping us alive. Jiva Jivanam. He's the life-giving force of all the jivas. We have this body. We came about into this material world. We don't even know where we come from. The Lord has arranged everything. Nothing happened by chance. If you have this beautiful body, it's because of His mercy. You feel hungry because of His mercy. He's giving you an appetite. He gives you rest. He gives you food on the table. We haven't created it, isn't it? Sometimes people, they're proud, oh, I'm working for my food. Yeah, but what you work cannot create food. It's the nature that makes the food coming about to be created. The water, the Lord supplies the water, the grains, the earth, everything for us. But we are not grateful. Often we take everything for granted. So therefore, what we want to do is to surprise the Lord. I always like surprises. To give something to the Lord when He doesn't expect it. Of course, He knows everything about us. Trikalagya, He knows what you're going to do when you finish class. He knows, you know, that sometimes we hear things, but then it goes in one ear and goes out in the other ear. And then Punya Musika Ba, we go back to our own comfort, life, habitude. So let's surprise the Lord. Sometimes I don't feel good, and I my mind is saying, stay home, you can do some reading. And then my wife also will say, stay home, you know, keep rest, keep warm, and you could do some work at home, wash a few pots and do a few things. But then all of a sudden, I say, wait a minute, let me surprise the Lord. Let me surprise my wife. Let me surprise myself. No, I want to go out and do something. Let me go out and do a few books. Surprise means when you do something which is not in your plans. The Lord, He very much likes surprises. Like on Christmas, everyone gets surprised by presents, isn't it? Oh, you hear so many on Christmas Eve. All over the world, you will hear so many, oh, very nice. Oh, that's beautiful. Everybody's overwhelmed by surprise. So that's the greatest surprise that we can make for Krishna, is to actually do something that he didn't plan. Let me preach to somebody. Let me give a book to someone. A random, like that. Let me help somebody. Do something which is pleasing to God and was not in your plan of the day. Everybody likes surprises. So that's how Krishna, because he said, oh, well, that's interesting. It's like, you know, I feel my children, they've grown up now, but when they were young, absorbed playing with the toys. And then I remember one day, my youngest son, you know, he stopped playing, and then he ran towards me and gave me a hug. It was a surprise. He left his sense gratification to come and give me a hug. It was something very, I didn't expect it. That's what it means, surprise, when you don't expect something. So the Lord is on the altar and he's waiting for surprises from us. Let's surprise him. Let's do something which he didn't expect it. Something unusual, like, you know, recently I gave a donation to a senior devotee because he did a puja in my house, and I didn't have any money to give him at that time, 20 years ago. And the wife was surprised. What is this? What is this? I gave it to the wife to give it to the husband. She was surprised. And it's a nice feeling when you surprise someone, when people, they don't expect it. And after 20 years. So Krishna is like that. He's very much waiting for us to show this surprise phenomena. And the best surprise that we can give to the Lord is to roll up the sleeves and let me do some preaching. Let me help somebody. Not just be happy with your service. Everybody has a service. Everybody, I mean, Brahmacharini, they have their own service. Brahmachari, they have their, but still, time to time they go out and they surprise the Lord. So it's very beautiful thing to do when we leave the toys and we run towards Krishna and try to hug him, like my son did many years ago. We all like surprises. What is adventure? Adventure is something beautiful when it happened spontaneously, without, which is something that happened, an accident that happened, you didn't expect it, that is not being planned by you. Like, for me, it's still an adventure. When I was in Italy, a young boy, 22 years old, I had a tree, piece of paper, I wrote on it, France, Sweden, England. Then I closed them and I threw them in the air. Whichever one, you know, I will grab first, that's where I would go. Of course, you see me here, you can understand which one fell in my hand. And it was a surprise. I didn't have any plan. I came here for a visit, and it became an adventure. Of course, I was already devotee in Italy, but my I always liked adventure. I always liked to do things which I didn't plan for. I never liked to make plans. Of course, that's not professional. Don't take this one on board from me today. Planning is a good thing, so you should always make plans. But I like to do things out of convention sometimes. Like, you know, I go out on books when I have a fever or cold. And sometimes when I'm in good health, I stay back. I wouldn't go out and I'll help. So I like to surprise people. Krishna, he's Swarat. He likes to do whatever he wants. He doesn't plan. He doesn't plan anything. Everything's going on perfectly the way he wants, but he's always surprising his devotees. He's the greatest surpriser. He will come to you in whatever shape or form, and he will surprise you one day. And therefore, we are all of the same nature of Krishna. We can also surprise him in the same way. We should do things for Krishna that Krishna didn't expect it. That he says, oh, just like people on Christmas, we said before, I didn't expect that you would do this for me. And it's a wonderful feeling to have God reacting like that, you know, being surprised. So today is the, after this class, after breakfast, I'm going to Northwood to do a talk to inspire the congregation, the monthly Sangeetan festival. They've arranged something for me. So if you want to be part of this surprise day, so please join us along, and there will be door to door. I think there will be quite a lot of devotees going out. It's the last weekend of the marathon. And even if we can surprise the Lord a little bit, something is better than nothing. Of course, more is better than something. But even if you go out and give one book to someone, the Lord becomes very, very, very surprised. Oh, I thought you were going to do your own weekend thing, but you went out of your way to surprise me, to give a book to one of my children. So that's Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada surprised all of us. He could have stayed in Vrindavana, isn't he? He could have stayed there and died there. He had everything. They would give him donations. He had the books with him. He had he didn't miss anything there. He had a Lord Krishna. He had a little room, Radha-Madhava room. And there was no need for him to do anything else. But he surprised us. He surprised the Lord by coming here. Not only that, it was a great surprise, because usually what he did is done by young people. I came to UK when I was 22. So it was easy for me to create an adventure at a young age. But for Prabhupada, if you see an old man, 70 years old, to get out of his comfort zone, to go to the West, no money, nothing, it's very surprising, isn't it? He surprised Krishna in a very big way. He didn't do it when he was young, but he did it when he was old. And in 10 years, he created an empire. And we are all part of that. So you can see that Prabhupada, the greatest magician, he really surprised the world. Anyway, sorry, this class was all about surprises. Hare Krishna. If there's any questions?